and be aware of what is coming out in the news and what we are reading and what the world of the media and the world is feeding us on. Be aware of it, because I hear a strong alarm, deception. And don't believe everything that the media come forth, but take it and search it out. And when you hear about all this type of earthquake that is in a strange place that they have not been before, well, that is what the scriptures tell us about. We know the word of God. And when you are listening to news and listen to what is happening, take it to the word of God and see what he speaks about it. Because there is a deception of the rulers of the world, that they will not tell us the truth. When they are speaking peace, they mean war. And when you see all this earthquake that is happening in different places, do you know there was a big earthquake in Turkey for few weeks or months ago? And it hit the part in Turkey that was almost destroyed. But the main thing is that why was it, what happened there? And why came it out like it was a naturally catastrophe, when many of the people that was in high places get a warning the day before to leave the place? We have a rulers on the world today that have so powerful weapon that they do not have to use atom bombs. They have much powerful weapon. They can make an earthquake, fire, and everything that they do just to deceive us and tell us it is because the nature is going wild, because we have destroy it with driving our car or having a one cow. We have to realize this. We have to go to God and ask him about this. And I was in a meeting in England this week with a lot of people from many churches from Europe and England. And they were talking about and talking with people from Israel and what was taking place there. And it seems to be that it was planned. It was not only planned by Hamas, it was also planned by the government in Israel. We do not have to be deceived. The day before the attack came, the Israel government had removed almost every troops from the border and moved them to a certain other area. So the border was not safe. They were not guided. And what happened was that there was a feast on this border, a great musical feast with a young people. And what was going on in this feast is something that everyone should have been looking at and looking why it was. Because when I saw a video of it, I saw a big statue of Buddha. And I don't think
Buddha.
That is something, I don't think it is something that God's like in this area. But the main thing is, when I started to look into it, I saw the name of this feast. And this name of this feast was Supernova. And supernova means when the star die. And it shocked me. It means that it comes forth supernova when some star explodes, dies. And we are looking for a symbol and a pattern and something that we are looking at. But when we start to following these things speak to us. There is something happened there that is not going to stop. And when I start to dig into it, I was amazed. I was amazed that many of the weapon that even USA and another country have been sending to help Ukraine. They have not reached Ukraine, all of them, but some of them have entered in the black market. And most of this weapon that Hamas used now against Israel was bought from the black market that should go to Ukraine. And it is a dangerous thing, but it's all this government in this world, they are deceiving their people. The government in my country is deceiving the people in Norway. Your authority in your country is deceiving every people in your country because they have come together and they are collecting them together in this time. And we have to realize how serious it is. And we have to really take step and have a hope in this time because we have a great, great, great hope. When the earthly man stand up and try to go after someone that have a promise in his life, he only go after what he see. When they see that Israel in the natural have the promise, they go after it. They don't see the promise in our heart. They cannot see it. Because this promise within our heart is hidden from the enemy. And you know these things by the 12th chapter of Revelation. The woman was hidden from the face of the enemy. It doesn't mean that she could not see him, but it means that he could not see her. And I believe, brethren, we are coming to the place that God is going to cover us. So the enemy, he will not see us. And I believe this safety place of him is really near. And I think it's much more near than we think about. I was driving this week from town and I was driving home. And I start to realize that on this road, when I was driving home, I didn't remember nothing from this time when I was driving. Even though I was in my car, I was in the upper room. And I was looking through the scriptures. I was hearing someone reading from them. The word was speaking to me. And it was a place of safety. It was a place in the spirit that I want to go into and never, 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 ever come out again for a lovely place. It is a place where Jesus says, come and sit down beside me. I have so much things to tell you. I have so much things to show you. What a beautiful place. What do we have from the scriptures? When we see the these things happen, we flee to a mountain. I really experienced that this secret room that I went into, it was in the mountain of God. So we have a great promise, but don't believe what you are hearing. Take it to the scriptures, pray about it. But when an earthly man speaks something, put it aside. In this time, there is a great spirit of division. Amen.
Yes, amen. We are in a great time of deception. Great deception. If it were possible, would deceive the very elect.
Yeah, and I really want to say one thing too. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. And I'm so happy to see all of you and how precious the relationship and how precious the word and the life that is within you is to me and among us. This is something that many don't have, but we should hold on it like a treasure. There is something that God is putting between us, binding us together in this time that is so precious that you cannot find it without going to the history from the Second World War, how the people laid down their life for each other to save one another, to be one another, to eat with one another, to take care of one another, to be one. That is what I feel when I see you. We are causing to be in oneness in this time, oneness that no one can break, no one can take, and no one can see except those who have it. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to agree with you, Daniel, because every time I come on Zoom and I look at everybody's face, I see blessings from the Lord. I see every one of you such a blessing, and half of you, I don't even know. But I see sometimes that the Lord is here and blessing every one of you. And we are the body of Christ. And for that, I am very grateful for. And when I look at each and every one of you, I'm blessed too, Daniel, because I know that God is blessing his people. And I see the body of Christ growing in strength and in numbers. And I am grateful to God for that.
Amen. Amen.
Stop.